Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Fan Friday time with massive Premier League action lying ahead. We got Swansea Liverpool in a 12:30 kickoff at Anfield and Palace against Everton this weekend. So let's say good morning to Jay the Red. Morning, Jay.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
Very good, thank you. David Fahili as well. Hello, David.
Come on, kid. All right.
Let's start with the Reds. They're first up in the schedule tomorrow. 3 points against Swansea would take them to within four of Chelsea. And keep us all still feeling that the chase is alive, Jay.
Well, yeah, you know, it's all about applying pressure on Chelsea, isn't it? And Liverpool have slipped up of late, really, haven't they? From a winning position against United last week, we dropped points. And, you know, obviously against Sunderland as well, we dropped points when we led from a winning position. So I think tomorrow's all about getting the 3 points on board and putting that little bit of pressure on Chelsea and the other teams around us in the top four.
We talked last week a little bit about that slight decline in form, and it's existed probably for a month, hasn't it? We're sort of waiting for Liverpool to burst back into life. But without a Sadio Mane, we saw him scoring last night for Senegal in the African Cup of Nations, you feel Liverpool can't be at their full best?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's obviously been a little bit disruptive at the minute because we've got players coming back from injury, haven't we? I mean, Coutinho's back now, but you can't really expect too much from him too soon. Jordan Henderson came back, didn't he, for the United game, but obviously he was out the side against Plymouth. He got a little bit of a rest with a few other of the players. But, you know, obviously it's been a busy schedule as well, and it's not ideal with Mane being at the African Nations. But when you sign these players, that's, you know, that's just the way it is. Every 2 years they have that competition, and I do think it puts clubs off signing African players because of that reason. I mean, in the past, Chelsea have had it with Drogba. You know, Man City have had it with Yaya Toure. So it is an issue, but he's a very, very good player, and I'm glad we've got him. But at this moment in time, I missed him a little bit.
Yeah, just slightly frustrated. What did you make of the cup action midweek? I know at the end of the day, you'll only look back and look at the scoreline and say, that's fine, they got through. Was there any sort of positives and negatives for you?
I don't think we're playing very well at all, are we? But when you make that many changes to the side, as he did for the first game against Plymouth, it's always going to be a little bit disjointed, isn't it? And, you know, you've got young players mixed with squad players and, yeah, a couple of experienced ones as well. But as I said before, Coutinho's just coming back from an injury. He's been out the side for 7 weeks. So, you know, it was never going to be easy for him. But I thought the performance was a little bit disappointing, really, when you consider the opposition. You know, they are three divisions below us. And I just thought at times, you know, they probably deserved a little bit more than what they got. I mean, they hit the post, didn't they, late on, and Liverpool just flattered to deceive, really, and I don't think some of the other players, you know, the players like Sturridge and Origi done themselves much justice, really, in the game. I thought they really struggled.
Yeah, it's frustrating watching those two at the moment.
Well, yeah, I mean, Daniel Sturridge, we all know what he's all about. He's clinical in front of goal, but, you know, it's clear to see he's not number one choice for Jurgen Klopp because he doesn't really work the way Klopp's style is. He doesn't suit the system, really, and, you know, Origi does more so, but I think he's totally off form, and you've seen that with the penalty that he missed. I mean, it was an awful penalty right at the goalkeeper, and, you know, they need to improve, really.
David, Everton, yeah. Look at the table. Seventh place, but they're in their own little island at the moment. They're 4 points clear of eighth place West Brom, but then they're 7 points adrift of Manchester United, who are in sixth place. They've sort of got their own little spot, but what a welcome win that was last weekend.
It was welcome, but your first point, that's been a microcosm of our season. It's a much of a muchness. The whole league, apart from the top six, is a much of a muchness. Even the top six, as Jay's just been telling you, they're hot and cold as well. So I'd say where we are in the league is more down to the fact that no one's particularly great this year, because we certainly haven't been great, absolutely not. And if they're stuttering, we've done that all year, to be honest with you. But no, the weekend was really positive because Everton specifically look for youth. We hang our hat on it. We've always done it historically. We like that stuff. So that was great. But for me, it wasn't just Davis. Kevin Morales has made a massive difference alongside Romelu Lukaku. And I'll tell you something else. Everyone's raving about the midfield and all that. The ball, what Romelu Lukaku played for Kevin Morales for the second goal, was an absolute worldie. Right into his path, right in the corner, bang, marvellous. That's what we've been waiting for all year. Someone to take the pressure off the big fella who's always got to do it every week.
just the fact with Everton that they are this sort of beast that gives you hope, whether it's false hope. It's consistency that you need, isn't it? Everton are one of those teams. They sort of kid you into this false sense of deciding everything's fine because they'll beat Man City 4-0, but you never quite know what the next performance is.
Yeah, well, that's what we brought him in for. That's what we changed managers for. And obviously, it takes time. You don't just turn that on like a switch. That takes time. But what you're looking for, kid, is flags in the floor, progress of flags in the floor, and say, like, we was that, now we are this, and we're looking to be this. And that's what you're looking for. But, yeah, it's been the main problem is the consistency. Because you don't, when you go all the time and you see defeats to really no-mark teams who haven't played that well against us, you think, what's he learned then from that? It's happened, put it behind us. But what's he learned for the next time? And that's been our problem, I'd say, up to now.
Right, should he stay or should he go? Let's talk about a player for either club. Lucas is one at the centre of a lot of headlines. A lot of love for Lucas from Liverpool fans. There wasn't in his first few seasons, that's fair enough to say, Jay, but there certainly is now after 10 years. And there's that little question mark. What's best for Lucas and what do fans want for him?
I think with Lucas, he's got more lives than a cat, hasn't he? I mean, how many times has it been in each window, whether it be the summer window or the January window, where there's been talk of him moving on to another club? I think the best thing to say about him is he's a fantastic professional, isn't he? And Liverpool haven't really got that many experienced players when you look beyond, you know, maybe James Milner, who hasn't really been at the club that long. You know, to give 10 years service is magnificent, really, for a foreign player as well. He always comes in, you know, he does a professional job, he's got a great attitude. The only thing is, I mean, we were talking about this in work yesterday. I mean, you look back to 2009 when Liverpool were going for the title and the mistakes that he made leading up to goals, you know, the one against Everton in the derby where he came on, gave away a free kick and Everton equalised from it. The penalty he gave away at Wigan as well when we were going on that title run as well. So, you know, it's always been littered with mistakes and errors, and you can even point to, like, you know, a free kick that he gave away against Sunderland recently, which, yeah, it might have been a harsh decision, but, you know, obviously he made it, give the referee a decision to make. But then the good side to him is he popped up the other night with a goal, didn't he? He fills in a number of roles, whether it be centre midfield, whether it be centre half, which Klopp seems to prefer him in at the moment. But yeah, you know, credit to him because he's stuck at it. He's given us 10 years service and he's a very likeable person, isn't he? I'm sure he's very good around the dressing room as well. But I just really don't know what you do with him because, you know, he seems like he wants to play all the time, but I just don't think he's quite good enough to be a regular in the Liverpool side. So he's been a bit part player and I think maybe in the summer will be the time when he moves on.
I think you're right, probably not in this transfer window. And for Everton, there's two players at the moment that maybe the club are just looking at their futures. Phil Jagielka, again, a long server, almost at 10 years. Yeah. And quite a short-serving player in Gerard Deulofeu. What do you do with the two of them, David?
I'd be surprised if we let Deulofeu go in this window. Because we've just seen Bolasie, he just spent £30 million on Bolasie, and he's out for a year, might be even longer than that. So I'd be surprised. Because, see, the thing about money, we're nouveau riche, as they say. So the thing about that is, the first thing you do, Man City done it, they bought all kinds and used a minimal amount of them, but it's having the squad. That's the first difference you notice. Our bench, for example, at the weekend there, looked like our first team. And that never does that. Even in the ground, people are saying, have you seen our bench? Looks fabulous. Because we've got bodies. So once you do that, you don't weaken yourself. It'd be ridiculous. If we've got money, why would we sell them? It's January. So why at least keep holding until the summer and then let them go? So I'll be surprised if Deulofeu goes. But Jags, if he wants to do it, sound. He's been fantastic for Everton. He's been a marvellous captain. And he's been a representative for us. If you look at it, his performances over the years he's been here, he's generally an 8 out of 10 player. But we haven't got many of them. So if he wants to go, I'm just basically what Jay said about Lucas, but on a different level, because this fella's captained us for years. So if he wants to go, fine. If not, he'll still play games for Everton this season, I would suggest.
It's interesting. Two long-serving great role models in Lucas and Phil Jagielka. Just give us a score each. So Everton tomorrow, David?
Do you know what? This would be the first time we've gone there in about 4 years where we're favourites to win the game. So if we can get out of there with the points under whatever description, I'll take that right now.
Yeah, but what's the score?
All right, so we'll win 2-0. Go on.
Jay?
Yeah, I'll back that line-up. I think Liverpool will be quite comfortable tomorrow. I think it'll be a 2-0 win.
Nice one. Boys, have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for your company.
Nice one, kid. Nice one, Jay. Ta-da, lad.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.